right, our halftime show continues in Kingsford with the Gladstone Braves and the Kingsford Flivers here in week three, and talking with our cousin.
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hopefully it's going to be a good game tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Been preparing all week, getting our team ready, and should be a good one.
Vinny, how's you hit on me last week?
Well, I don't know. It just happens.
No, it's all right. It's all right. We knew we'd do this eventually. And you obviously have become a leader on this team. Tell me how seriously you take that.
I take that pretty seriously because I think once you, like someone, I don't think myself really as a leader. I try to, but when other people think me as a leader, it makes me like go harder and like show them, lead by example.
Well, I've been watching you play football since youth football, and you've gotten so much better. How have you been able to improve yourself that much?
Constantly just lifting, like all the time, watching tons of film so you understand your game, and constantly doing stuff in the off season that really helped me.
Are you happy that you don't have to be the center?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I mean, I'll play center. It's just not my favorite offensive line position.
Talk about not just yourself, but that the guys that are on your left and on your right. The first 2 weeks, I was impressed. You guys really, really control the line of scrimmage against Marquette and Nagani.
Yeah, I think we're looking pretty solid this year. Better than last year. Like, Aaron, he's new this year. He's looking pretty good, and I'm really excited for what comes next with our offensive line.
You know, and there were question marks, you know, 2 years ago when we lost Hunter Pucci to graduation. And then last year we lost guys like, Mitch Cartwright. So, you know, you're thinking, okay, we're losing these guys to graduation, but it seems like the next guy is stepping up.
Yeah, it's big shoes to fill, but I think once they get the hang of it, they can really make an impact.
How about the impact of Terry helping out? Because he just moves people out of the way, doesn't he?
Yeah, he just cleans up all my mistakes on defense, offense. He just makes me look good.
Well, you haven't had many. You haven't had many. Would you consider your game to be more of a pass rusher or no?
More run defense, I would think so, because I'm playing more of a linebacker this year. So,
but usually that's for your size. That's pretty appropriate, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll play either position, like defensive line. I love both of them.
So what do you think about Kingsford tonight? You guys studied them, I know, all week.
Yeah, we did. I think if we come play in our game, come like we did the second half in the game, I think we should be a really good game.
Vinny, what are you planning on after high school is done?
I want to go into physical therapy. Seems like a pretty cool field to go into.
A little nepotism there with the old man, eh?
A little bit. Yeah, just want to kind of follow in his footsteps.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I see you're sporting his shirt.
Of course, always. Always got to represent Northwoods.
That's right. All right, give your shout-outs, Vinny.
Shout-out to my team, shout-out to you, shout-out to Gavin, and all my family that's coming to watch me tonight.
All right, now Gavin's going to speak nicely of you on the radio, isn't he?
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right, Vinny, go get him today. Good luck, and thanks for doing this, man.
Yep, thank you, Jack.
All right, Vinny Howes, everybody. Our halftime show continues. Gav and I will look at the stats after this timeout in Braves football Friday night from Kingsford and the Braves Football Network.